Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you. Amen. Please have a seat. When I was a very little girl, one of the signs I always looked forward to was my Advent calendar. Every year about this time, myself and my sister Kim were given a new Advent calendar. It was usually a beautiful Christmas-themed picture that had a bunch of little numbered doors, one for each day of Advent. Each day we would open a little door on the calendar, and we would have a portion of the Christmas story and a little piece of chocolate. Each door we opened was a sign that Christmas was getting closer. We were counting down the days. That's what Advent was all about, and I loved it. I loved the way our house looked, the Christmas tree, the lights, the bowls of snacks set out for family and guests. Advent was a time of expectation, anticipation, and great excitement. Yes, it meant Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, but it also meant grandparents and cousins and presents and, of course, Santa Claus. I looked forward to the future with joy, one day at a time. Then something happened. Somewhere along the way, life got really real and Advent changed. Advent was no longer just the season before Christmas. Instead, it began to describe the reality of my life and the world. Our gospel text about the destruction of the temple, war, earthquakes, famine, plague, and betrayals took on new and often very personal meanings. Advent became a season of change, of letting go, and looking to a future that was not yet clear or known. I'm not exactly sure when it began, but I know it did happen. It might have happened 15 years ago when the hopes and dreams of my marriage ended in divorce. It might have happened when I woke up to the news that the world was now in the midst of a pandemic. It might have happened when I saw the recent water damage and the displacement of people in Abbotsford from BC's most recent weather event. It might have happened when I was reading the news and feeling like my prayers were just not enough to keep up with all the pain and the suffering in the world. Or it may have been a thousand other little things just like them. These are just a few of my Advent stories, stories about how my life has been changed and the world as I had known it had ended. We all have stories just like these. All of us have lived through seasons of change, letting go and stepping into an uncertain future. Maybe even a future we didn't want. I sometimes wish Advent was as simple and easy as opening a little door on the calendar, eating a piece of chocolate, and knowing that Christmas is one day closer. But it isn't. We all know that the world is not that simple, and life is not that easy. Maybe that's why every year on this day, the first day of Advent, we hear a gospel text that seems to describe the end of the world and the signs that will accompany that ending. This is not just a story about Jesus and his disciples. This is our story. We experience it in our own lives. We see it in the world. And today, the church declares it to be the good news of Jesus Christ. Every Advent story is accompanied by signs. Jesus said, if we look, we'll see the signs everywhere, in the sun, the moon, the stars, in the distress among the earth's nations, and in the roaring of the sea and its waves. There will be signs or words of hope and reassurance, but far too often they are heard as words of warning and threat. There will be signs are not Jesus's words of warning and threats. Jesus does not ask us to predict the future. He never says these are the signs that the end of the world has come. Instead, he says that when we see these signs, we are to stand up. We are to raise our heads and know that help is on the way and that our Savior has drawn near. The signs are not a reason to hang our heads in despair or shrink from life. That we can see the signs in our lives and the world means that the circumstances we face and the events that happen contain and reveal the promise of Christ's coming. The signs are our hope and reassurance that God has not and will never abandon us, that God notices us, that God cares, comes to, and participates in our life circumstances. In our Hebrew Bible reading today, Jeremiah offers us a picture of what God's assurance looks like when chaos ensues. In the midst of mounting national panic, Jeremiah prophesied to King Josiah, warning him not to side with Egypt. By the time Jeremiah was around 35, Assyria was finally defeated by a coalition of peoples, including the Babylonians. But things did not go according to plan. The coalition of war did not usher in a peaceful time for Judah. Everyone in the northern kingdom was exiled to Egypt, including Jeremiah. In the throes of this painful reality, Jeremiah speaks of God's declaration of fulfilling the gracious promises made towards Judah and Israel. Given Israel's present turmoil, this would have been utterly unbelievable, as it was utterly needed to be heard. Good prophets always hold out a vision for people to cling to, even when its meaning is not yet able to be grasped. While leaders were allowing present threats to cause them to lose sight of God's faithful promises, Jeremiah proclaims both warning and assurance in order that God's people might be alert, maintain clear vision, and allow God's sure and ultimate promise of redemption to keep all things and signs in holy perspective. And Jesus' parable of the fig tree teaches us how to read those signs. The Advent signs are as ordinary and common as a fig tree sprouting leaves. When we see the leaves, we know something is happening. It's a new season with new life, new growth, new fruit. That is the promise and good news of the Advent signs. And yet that promise, that good news, is fulfilled not apart, but in and through the reality of our life circumstances and our world's events, no matter how difficult or tragic they may be. What might happen if we looked on our lives and the world and we began to read and understand the signs in our Advent stories as sprouting leaves? What might we see? What would it mean? Might we see the life and the new growth? Imagine how might the doors be opened in our lives with new courage and confidence. Yes, the Advent seasons of our lives can be long, difficult, and painful. But we never face those those seasons without the signs of hope and reassurance, signs that point to the one who is coming. The church is the body of Christ, calling all nations to the assurance of God's promises of hope. The prophet Jeremiah beckons us even still. In the midst of our chaos, he reminds us to stay alert, to not let panic and fear define our journey and our response to any present circumstance. We are indeed called to fix our eyes on Christ. So let us hope for a holy Advent. Let us find hope in our faith and trust in God. Let us grow together as a church family and community. Let us endure so the hope we experience in Christ can become a beacon of hope for all God's creation. Friends, welcome to Advent.